Oh, it's one of those days. Those hot, sticky days that make you want to stay in bed, daydreaming about the one that got away. That one person that really knew how to lick and suck and fuck you just right. That one that makes these hot days seem like it is natural to be naked between the sheets without a care in the world. My mind wanders to those hot days so often. My body craves a hot, fast, raw fuck. The only thing missing is the rain. I found myself thinking about that day in the park. I was with my friend in the park. It was a beautiful, cloudy, hot day. We had no idea what was in store for us. It was getting dark, but I don't think either one of us wanted to leave. Which is good, because as luck would have it, a thunderstorm was rolling in above our heads. The air smelled fresh, clean, crisp. The temperature dropped considerably. The wind picked up, blowing our clothes forcefully against our bodies. The trees swayed in the wind, the branches bending to the breaking point just before relaxing again. I knew what was coming, so we left and looked for shelter under the trees. There was nowhere else to go, and no one else around. I was so very much attracted to him, but something about the rain that started to fall on his body, it just made me want, need, crave them even more. We were in the park at night. A hot summer rain. I couldn't contain myself any longer. We quickly got undressed as our kisses became deeper and deeper. Our hands ran over our slippery, wet bodies. His hand glided across my skin so flawlessly. So effortlessly, the rain was beating down on our bare bodies at this point. The moon shined between the clouds and the leaves of the trees above, making his now naked body glisten in the moonlight. The raindrops on the skin were so cool and refreshing. I took my time to lick, suck them off slowly, drop by wonderful drop. The smell was thick, the taste, oh, so delightfully sweet. I crave them even more now. We fucked. Oh my God, we fucked. In the world, it just faded away. Our movements were in unison to the rhythm of the rain, almost as if it was cheering us on. Beating against my back, our thrust grew deeper and deeper, more complete. Oh, and he pounded my tight little pussy. Oh, so. There was a primal hunger being fed, something as ravaged and feral as the storm around us, moaning and growling in complete harmony, in that erotic bliss. The air around us was thick, humid, and intoxicating. I just couldn't get enough. I didn't want to get enough. I needed that feeling. It seemed like it would never end. We wanted that moment, that thrusting, that pounding, that feeding. We wanted the moment to last forever, and it does. Every time I think of the rain or a thunderstorm, all of this that was conveyed with a touch, a look, a lingering kiss, a smile, that eye contact, oh, that eye contact that just says